Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Resolve to dial us now at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, we're going to go to the phone in just a minute.
Oh, good.
But before we go to the phone, do you know what Sip and Sell is?
Sip and Sell.
It is going on in San Francisco tonight, and it has something to do with eBay.
Really?
And I didn't know about this.
No, I don't think I know.
It says we're teaming up with eBay to host one-of-a-kind Sip and Skims across the country. This one is the San Francisco Sip and Sell.
Ooh, sounds provocative.
Complete with wine, food, and live entertainment. There's no better way to jumpstart 2017 than with more money in your pocket. They want you to bring that not-quite-right holiday gift or that designer handbag you'll never use.
Bring
it with you, and eBay selling experts will show you how to sell it over a glass of wine.
Oh, I get it now.
Plus, if you list an item with a portion of proceeds benefiting the Boys and Girls Club of America, eBay will donate $10 to the organization. Each attendee can bring up to 4 guests or reach out to friends, family, co-workers, etc. You need to RSVP by yesterday, unfortunately. If I had known about it, we would have talked about it on Tuesday's show. Maybe they'll still let you in. I don't know. What to bring? Electronics, your smartphone, tablet, laptop. Designer fashion, new or like new designer clothing, shoes. And what's going to happen is they're going to help you sell it. And should be very interesting. eBay's going to be filming in that area. So they have a disclaimer on the bottom of this. But I just found this through my Google words that came to me in my news. So,
oh, right.
Yeah. So anyway, Sip and Sell. It's a great idea.
Sip and Sell. Somebody came up with that.
Yes. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We're going to go to the phones and just...
I would have called it Scarf and Sell, because I just want to knock those things right down. Scarf them down.
I don't know, because I don't drink, so...
I don't either, but you know what I did last night?
What did you do?
I had a glass of sangria.
And that's wine, right?
It is. It was a new restaurant in San Jose that has a Michelin star, and it's a Portuguese restaurant.
Portuguese?
And it's really close to where we live.
Well,
so we went and had dinner.
What's the name of it?
Adega.
Spell it. Might as well give them a plug.
Adega.
And you like that restaurant a lot?
It was good. It was really nice. Yeah. It's I had fish, and it was lovely.
Lori Ann from San Jose, California. Could have invited Lori Ann, but no.
No, I didn't.
You didn't. And she lives in San Jose.
Sorry, Lori Ann.
She's known, of course, on eBay as CLB Collectibles. Lori Ann, how you doing? What's your question or comment today?
I'm good. How are you guys? Can you hear me?
We can.
Oh, okay. It sounded kind of weird. I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm half Portuguese, so I totally would have went with you guys. What a bummer.
Oh. You're half Portuguese. So what would they have eaten at their dinner, Howie and Griff, last night?
I don't know. I know my mom used to make this stuff called green soup, which is actually really good. It has, like, all kinds of, like, linguica and just, like, meat, and it has kale. And I don't know. She used to make it when I was a little kid. That was good. And one of the gross things I remember from my childhood that people eat is blood sausage.
Blood sausage, yeah.
Do you like it? I tried it once, and I couldn't, just the thought of it, I couldn't eat but one taste of it.
Well, I liked it, and then once my mom told me what it was, I wouldn't touch it again, so that was that.
And, of course, we eat blood every time we eat a piece of steak.
Well, thanks a lot.
But we don't think of it that
way. Yeah.
Except, yeah, up till now.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, gross. Well, I just wanted to call, and I finally jumped in and did a promoted listing, and I wanted to update you guys on the success that it brought. It wasn't a big deal, but it worked, and I was really stoked. So, have you ever heard of Nerium AD? It's like anti-aging lotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like a night and a day cream. So, well, I'm sure they have more stuff, but I had a bunch of night cream. I had a bunch of day cream. I did two different listings, each for the day and the night. And the night sold like immediately, like it was flying off the shelf. But the the day cream, I listed it exactly the same. I'm top rated, you know, I offer free shipping, and it came up like, I don't know, like 30th, you know, down from the top. It was like way below the fold, I guess is what you guys call it. So I hadn't had one sale on it, so I promoted it. I think I did like the 5% promotion where you pay like $2 for each sale.
Sure.
And as soon as I did it, they all sold. So
see?
I don't know where they came up. Huh?
See, it works.
It does. It does.
So to explain to people who've never done it before exactly how you did it.
How I did it? Well, I go to Markdown Manager, and then on the left side, you can either do like, you know, a regular Markdown Manager sale. They have Promotions Manager. I think you click on that, and then you go to Promoted Listings, and then you can create a new campaign. And then you add, it was a multi-quantity. I don't know if you can do it with other stuff, but I added that to the campaign. Oh, dog's barking. And and then it was only like four or five that I put on. And it starts it with no end date. And within, let me see, January 4th through the 10th, all four of them sold.
Yay.
Yeah. And I only paid $8 in ad fees. So that was cool. And I made $160.
So,
and Griff, before that, none of them were getting looked at. So,
oh, yeah. So, see, it works.
Griff.
Yes. Yeah.
And or Lorianne.
Okay.
So,
yes.
What types of things should you, are more better suited to promoted listings than others, or is there anything?
Yeah.
So, I think items where there's a lot of competition, as Lori found out. So, if there's a lot of items and your value, even if you're offering value, is not necessarily coming to the top of the fold, this is a way of getting up there. If your item is not, if it's kind of a one of a kind, there's not a lot of examples of it, it may not be, such a big deal. But again, remember, you can set the amount that you're willing to spend post sale. You only pay for, the service if it sells, and you know what you're going to pay. You set that. But I think items where there's a lot of stock, but you're offering something of value, that placement can actually, help you make those sales.
Well, that's a good thing.
I agree. So I have a question. Is it just, I didn't even check on this. I just knew that stuff wasn't moving and I wanted to sell it. But can you do one-offs on this campaign as well? Or is this something you can do so it will bring it up towards the top kind of? I mean, one-offs is, other people have this stuff too, but there's not too many, and you want to be ahead of the game.
Well, yeah, you can try it. I mean, anything that gives you some velocity and increases your sales is going to be beneficial. So I can't tell you what's going to work. You have to kind of experiment and see if it's going to work for you. But the cool thing is, if you create a promoted listing and you don't make any sales on it, it doesn't cost you anything. So it's not, there's
true.
No risk in experimenting. I mean, as long as you're clear about what you can afford in the margin based on a percentage in case the item does sell.
Nice. Well, I learned it here first, eBay Radio. So you guys helped me with four sales. I appreciate it.
Oh,
I love you.
Well, thank you, Lori.
Well, it's all good. So I just want to put it out there. If anyone's stuff is not moving, and it should be because it's a good item, then definitely do a promoted listing.
So why do you think the night sold but the day didn't?
I'm not sure because I don't really use this stuff myself, but I think people tend to do skincare at night so that, you know, it can soak in, or it's their regimen that they, you know, do their, their wash their face and then put their, you know, night lotion on and then go to sleep, and it has a lot of benefit. I think maybe with women we wear makeup and you just put a little bit of sunscreen or some day cream on, but I think it has to do with the regimen. I don't know. I have no idea. But we went to Hawaii, and I put my storm vacation. I messed up, and I didn't fix my handling time, which was a nightmare. But all of them sold. while we were on vacation. I had like 10 orders of it when I got back. So,
terrific.
I don't know.
Lorianne, thank you for calling us about this because we
to
hear.
I love you guys.
We like to hear when things are working for people. You know, we like to hear that. A lot of times people wait to call us till they have a challenge, but you called us to tell us how something worked for you, and we do appreciate hearing about that. And it's good for other sellers to hear that too, because maybe they can do it.
Yes, anything I can do to help, and it works, definitely. Try it.
Terrific. Lorianne, thank you so much up there in San Jose, California. We appreciate it.
Welcome.
Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
Our telephone number is 888-723-4630, 888-723-4630, also known as 888-RADIO-30. My computer kind of went crazy on me, and I had to just shut it off and turn it back down. It froze. And the only way that I could do anything was to just shut it off, and unfortunately I had things open at the bottom, but that's all right. We'll figure it out. We've got a contact us email, but if you could wait just a moment, Lily's Loft. Let's see what we've got here. Lily's Loft. Okay. We got a few contact us emails. This is Lynn. Lil in Deland, Florida.
Yes.
Known as Lily's Loft. L-I-L-Y-S Loft. Okay. On eBay, and we're going to read her email when we come back.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. It's your turn to call us. 888-723-4630. We'll be right back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Listing. It's enough to make you crazy. Each and every listing has to be professional, which includes looking good on smartphones and tablets. And those listings need to go up fast. That's why you need Crazy Lister. Crazy Lister lets you create professional, mobile-optimized listings quickly and easily, so you can list more, sell more, up to 73% more, in fact. Choose from over 100 designer templates or create your own from scratch. Drag and drop your way to a professional, mobile-optimized eBay listing in mere minutes. There's no software to download, no coding skills needed. So join the more than 40,000 eBay sellers who've already used Crazy Lister to list more than 5 million items. They're listing like crazy, and you can too. Sign up for Crazy Lister today and get 1 month free with promo code eBay Radio, all one word. That's Crazy Lister for professional, mobile-optimized listings in minutes at crazylister.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 396.
Ever wonder why some buyers leave negative feedback without contacting the seller? John Koldereis Lawson is the founder and CEO of Koldereis Media, and he's known on eBay as Shoestring King, all one word. He has this thought on the subject.
Here's the deal. Perspective is everything. So from a seller perspective, we think that a customer should contact us first. But from a buyer perspective, all I know is I've got a box that comes up automatically and says, hey, you want to leave feedback? I immediately leave the feedback. You know, I mean, I think a lot of that is they're not doing it to hurt your business. They're really just trying to express their frustration.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Call us, 888-723-4630. Remember, you can always listen while you list, but it's hard to list while you're... You could possibly call us while you're listing if you had a headset.
Of course you could.
But you might make mistakes in your listing.
Well...
Unless you're a good multitasker.
I think you can listen while you list. Many people do it. Most of our listeners are listening while they're...
Well, listening is one thing, but, you know, calling us while you're listening could be...
Yeah, I get that.
You might have to put listing aside.
So, Lil in DeLand, Florida sent us email. She's known on eBay as Lily's Loft. And this is a good one for you, Griff.
Yep.
She says, asking what you would do, please. Bought something, and the seller said supplier informed him it was out of stock. I asked for a refund, and it was given. So now, this buyer got their money back.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Now eBay notifies me that seller wants to cancel transaction and asks me to agree or disagree. Reason seller gave for cancellation was other. Then this is her question. Do I agree or not? Seems this seller is trying to avoid a defect. Advice from others is conflicting. Some say forget about it. It's trivial. Others say this is a policy violation. Do not agree. He's trying to game the system. Wondering what you would do, Lee and Griff.
So
the question is, does she agree to cancel the transaction?
She doesn't have to.
Would this affect her money?
No, it doesn't affect her money at all.
Her refund, she got her refund, she got that back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now it's just a question. And this is an interesting email, Griff, because this is from the seller, the buyer's point of view here.
So here's the thing. I wouldn't worry about it, and here's why. I'm pretty sure I've got this right. The cancellation was started by the seller. The buyer did not communicate with the seller and say, I want to cancel the transaction. The seller communicated with the buyer and said, I'm out of stock, and then sent a cancellation request, thinking if he chose other, that that's going to protect him somehow from a defect.
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is, it's not going to protect him. He instigated the cancellation when he contacted you and then sent the refund prior to shipping the item. So eBay knows that this is sellers might try to get around this when they're out of stock and try to game the system by choosing other. It doesn't matter what reason he chose. He did not have the item. So you can agree to the cancellation or not, but doing so isn't going to make any difference. You have your refund, and he is going to end up with a defect, whether he likes it or not.
Whether he cancels the transaction or not.
Because he instigated the cancellation. He was the one who sent the refund before the item was shipped. The buyer never communicated to the seller, I don't want the item, and the buyer never instigated a cancellation.
Got it.
So nice try, seller. No cigar.
Yep. Lil, so what would you do? Would you say agree or not?
It doesn't.
She has to put something down.
Yeah, you can agree. It's not going to make any. It's not going to make any difference to him.
Right.
I mean, his status.
It's not going to get him out of any trouble.
Exactly. He's still going to get a seller cancellation defect.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you. Good answer.
Now,
good.
Had the buyer contacted him first and said, "I don't want the item," or if the buyer had initiated a cancellation, that would be a different story. Mm-hmm. But this is a seller-initiated cancellation. Doesn't matter what reason he chooses. He or she's going to get a defect.
And I sent you over.
And may I add, a well-deserved defect.
Yes, because that's what you get a defect for, not having the thing you put up there to sell. So, Griff, I sent you over some email. So during the break, if you could read it, I'd appreciate it.
Is this the one about the rating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure.
So. Do you want me to read it?
Would you? Because it's kind of interesting.
Our listing, and he gives us the listing number, shows a rating of 3 stars, which is from another seller's item, while his listing actually shows 5 stars. This is the product rating. The item we sell is from another manufacturer and is better quality. How can we correct this? I'm not understanding this, because he's saying that this item that he has, the product rating from a buyer is showing that they rated it with 3. And he says what you're telling me doesn't make sense, because if the item you sell is from another manufacturer, then the other seller, by the way, you didn't give me the item number from the other seller.
Oh.
If they're not absolutely identical and from the same manufacturer, they're two different products and they're going to get rated differently. So it's not a matter of correcting it. There's nothing to correct.
Okay.
He says he wants to correct it. There's nothing to correct here. It's based on what he's telling me, there's nothing here to correct. He also asked about the incorrect gallery photos showing up. So we only found one incorrect gallery photo. So let me remind everyone, when you send me, and I am not the ideal channel for taking technical issue reports, when you send me this gets forwarded into a special process at eBay, and they handle it, and then they get back to me. If you don't hear from me, it's because nothing's been settled yet. So I haven't heard back on that particular issue. My advice, by the way, is to cancel the listing and relist it.
Are you talking about the gallery photos?
His gallery photo is not correct. It doesn't show the right item for that item. And he has lots of listings, and this was the one that he found. We can't go through and search all your listings. I mean, there's no time, but you can do that if you like. But there was only one that came up.
Thank you for your email, Mark.
Oh, my heavens. The hour's over. How'd that happen?
It is.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Call us toll free at 888-723-4630. This is eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk stock the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top-branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.